Today we'll be beginning Simen Chaf. The title of the Simen is Dinu Lekichas Umechiras Talis, the Halachos of Purchasing and Selling a Talis. In Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Halokeach Talis Mitzvietas Miyisrael Umitagarenu Yehudi, Veomer Shalakachan Miyisrael Neamon Kasher, Techeven de Sagar Hu Chazaka Shalakacham Yisrael, Telomara Navshe, Avlam Lokach Meido Yehudi Sheno Tagar Psula. If a person purchases what seems to be a perfectly kosher talis or a pair of tzitzis from either from a Jew or from a non-Jewish merchant, and the non-Jewish merchant claims that he got the pair of tzitzis or he bought the pair of tzitzis from a reliable Jew, you can believe him, because the assumption is lo mara nafshe, since he's in business, he's not going to want to ruin his reputation by selling you a pair of pasul tzitzis. But if it's a regular non-Jew who's not a businessman, who's not a merchant, then he will have no believability. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Mi'Yisrael, afilu in makir osu shu kosher v'neman, afilu achi tolina destam Yisrael, so the Mishnah Berurah tells us that you can assume, even if you don't know this Jew personally, you can assume that he made the tzitzis properly with the proper intentions, unless you know for a fact that this Jew is considered to be chashid, he's considered to be suspect of not making things lishma, of not following halacha properly. And the Mishnah Berurah says, in terms of the definition of who's considered chashid for these halachos, you have to look in Yerodeya. Omi tagareinu Yehudi afilu einu mechzak liknos talisos rak mechzak liknos shar schoros afilu achi neman dem yimatze badai bedavar echad shulu yaminu bedavar achir. Even if this non-Jew's profession is not necessarily to buy and sell talisim, but he's a general businessman, so if he lies or if he misleads someone in one area of business, it's going to ruin his reputation in general, so he's not going to want to do that. So the non-Jewish merchant doesn't have to tell you that I bought the talis from a ne'eman, from a reliable Jew. As long as he says I bought it from a Jew, that's enough, because as we said before, you can assume that all Jews are kosher and reliable in this regard. So maybe what the Rambam says, the Mishnah Berurah, is that if the non-Jew, that we believe the non-Jew, when he tells you that I bought the talis from a Jew, you can assume that he's telling the truth, but that assumption, because he's scared to ruin his reputation, is only true if he told you explicitly that he bought it from a non-Jew. What if he doesn't say anything at all? Then you cannot rely on him, because there he's not going to ruin his reputation if he doesn't actually say anything. Then the Mishnah quotes a further machlokes about whether, in other words, even though we said before that you can believe the non-Jew when he says that I bought this talis from a reliable Jew, so we can believe him because it's not so normal for a non-Jew to attach tzitzis strings to a baguette, but to actually buy the tzitzis strings themselves from the non-Jewish merchant. So you could argue that maybe if the non-Jew says he made the tzitzis himself, so then perhaps he's not, perhaps it's not going to be made lishma. But others are meikel about this as well. Other achronim say that in a scenario where this non-Jew's profession is to buy tzitzis from other Jews and sell them, so then it will be mutter to buy the tzitzis strings from him. Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why we're going to assume that it's possible if you just buy it from a regular non-Jew, not a merchant, is because maybe he made the tzitzis himself, and then obviously you can't buy the tzitzis strings because maybe they weren't woven lishma, and then even if you want to untie them from a beggar and attach new strings to this beggar, it's going to be a problem. Let's say you just find a talis lying in the street that looks like it's a kosher talis, and you can assume that it's fine. The same way that when it comes to food, you have to be concerned that, you know, a non-Jew may tamper with your food, you have to double wrap it, you have to put seals on it. So if you want to send tzitzis strings to another person through a non-Jew, you have to put two sort of coverings on it in order to ensure that it wasn't tampered with. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up a sieve base tomorrow.